Now, that's Céline Byrne from Bohème, which is just wonderful. Puccini's La Bohème, which I just love every time. But then I'm mad about her. See me, Kimano, Mimi. And that's going to be, by all accounts, available on a proper CD of Bohème featuring Miss Céline Byrne. I know this because Fergus Shiel has let it out as a bit of a detail. Fergus Shiel, now let me just get all the titles first before we do anything. Irish National Opera, yes, and I can mention that without any fear of contradiction. And while I'm at it, let's talk about Wide Open Opera, Wide Open Music and Opera Theatre Company. And as well as that, anything else you're having yourself. Fergus, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. Good to speak to you.
And all your many titles.
Some of those are in the past now. It's only Irish National Opera. I have all my focus on one thing now.
I know that, but it sounds impressive when we say it.
It does, yeah.
And I like to build you up whenever I get the chance. Listen, I haven't seen you in an age. How have you been? Apart from anything
good.
Else?
I mean, we've been really busy, actually.
Thank God. Yeah.
We changed, so we obviously couldn't perform for live audiences, so we've done a lot of online and we're making films. We've turned into a film company practically at this stage. Yeah. But it's been really interesting. We've learned lots of things and there's exciting plans ahead now, and hopefully we'll get back to live performances for real audiences soon.
Well, that's your plan, isn't it? Because this morning it's the Irish National Opera announcement of your season, which must be really exciting for you now.
It is, and actually, Marty, I think it's the largest season of opera ever announced. I mean, certainly in living memory, I've never come across anything like it. We have an incredible amount of opera happening over the next 12 months. The announcement covers July this year until June next year.
Wow.
And it's absolutely action-packed. There's practically not a week where there isn't something happening. And so I'm very excited about that.
And putting this together at a time when you didn't know what the future would hold. How did you decide what to do and how to do it when you didn't know?
Well, I mean, there's been lots of challenges, obviously, and we've had really good support from the Arts Council and from our donors. And so we've managed to keep the company in good shape, and we've got a great staff and great board of directors and everybody who's helped steer the ship through the difficult few months. And when we look to the future, we're doing a lot of different things. So we've made some films. We've made three operas into films in the last few months.
What are they?
So
what did you do?
Well, one of them, I suppose the biggest, is Gerald Barry's opera, Alice's Adventures Underground, which we filmed at the Opera House in Wexford.
Yeah.
It's a huge, big production. It's a co-production between ourselves and Covent Garden. We were planning to produce it in the theatre, but we made a film instead, and we have an amazing cast in the Irish Chamber Orchestra. And as well as the film, we're also releasing it on CD. So that was a huge, big project. The second film is The Lighthouse by Maxwell Davies. It's an opera from 1979, and we have filmed that. We're going to be showing it outdoors over the summer, including at some lighthouses. And this is a
lighthouses.
Way yes, absolutely.
Brilliant.
We're going to start in Hook Heads, and it's just a way that we're able to bring opera to places, the most remote corners of Ireland. You know, coastal communities, offshore islands, Valentia Island, places like that.
Explain to me how you're showing it in lighthouses. How's that going to work?
Well, we're not actually in the lighthouses.
No, I know.
Outdoors,
it's
on the ground of the lighthouse. So we've bought this inflatable screen. It's a bit like a bouncy castle. You blow it up.
Yeah.
And the audience will wear headphones, and there'll be a signal sent out. The music will be sent through the headphones, and they sit there in pods of two or three watching this.
The lighthouse being the background.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they'll be watching the film now.
Of course, of course. But if you're going to put it in a lighthouse, then that's going to be the setting. So that's a lovely idea.
Exactly, yeah.
Which makes some great photographs. And what's the third one?
And the third film is a new piece by Amanda Feary, is composer on our studio programme, and Megan Nolan, the writer, who's had a big hit recently. And this piece is called A Thing I Cannot Name, and it's about three women, and it explores three different aspects of female desire. It's quite a short film, about 20-30 minutes long, and that just finished filming on Saturday night, so it's fresh off the press, if you like.
And where will that be screened?
That is going to be at the West Cork Literary Festival in July, together with an interview with Megan Nolan and Amanda Feary. We're doing an online event. People can find all the details on our website, and then we'll have these things also as cinemas and art centres open up. We'll be able to show some of these films over the next year in lots of different contexts and lots of different ways.
That's a lovely idea.
So, yeah, that's one thing. Then we're doing a major outdoor performance in August at the Kilkenny Arts Festival of Strauss's Electra. And this is something we've never done before, something of this scale, outdoors. We're going to pre-record the orchestra. They'll be recorded at 79-piece orchestra in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. So it's a massive score and some really fantastic singers, Giselle Allen in the title role and Imelda Drummore, Flavin and loads of others. This will be in the Castle Yard in Kilkenny. And because that opera, I don't know if you know it, but it's set in the courtyard of a castle. So
it's
we're
perfect.
Making it, you know, it's a brilliant setting. And the singers will be live. They'll be singing with this pre-recorded orchestra. It's something we've never done before. We wouldn't have done it probably only for the pandemic, but isn't that the thing?
You had to be imaginative. You had to come up with other ways to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we find new ways of doing things and new ways of, you know, just trying to be creative and imaginative all the way. And then by autumn, the hope is, with all our fingers and toes and everything else crossed, that we'll be back in theatres. And so our first one in the autumn is also quite a novel project. It's called Least Like the Other by Brian Irvine, and it's about Rosemary Kennedy. And that's going to be performed with a pre-recorded orchestra, but cast live. And it's an amazing sort of digital video, incredible high-end video, and there's 16 channel surround sound, so you'll feel like you're actually in the belly of the orchestra when you're listening to it.
It's about Rosemary Kennedy.
It is. It's a grim story.
Well, this is the thing, that if anybody knows anything about the Kennedy family in Boston, it is a very sad story.
What we've done is actually we've concentrated on the period of her life before she had the lobotomy.
Oh.
And we're looking at, you know, we're looking at the factors at the time that would have led to the idea of performing an operation like that on a, you know, she was 23 when she had the operation. So there's a lot of the exuberance of Americana in the 1940s and the advent of cinema, and it's an amazing score. It's virtuosic. It's really brilliant, bonkers in a way.
That's no harm either. But I read the book on her, and it's amazing. The story
it's quite a story. Yeah,
it really is. It's very sad.
And these guys, they were going around like the country performing lobotomies.
Astonishing.
And they weren't even trained doctors, you know, they were complete charlatans.
It's appalling. Now listen, I want to mention Donizetti, and the reason I'm mentioning it to you is because it's Maria Suardi, which you have said is your favourite bel canto opera.
Oh, I adore it, Marty. It's just, it's amazing. Because what it is, you know, what I love about bel canto music is this beautiful melodies, exquisite orchestration, but also the vocal fireworks. And in this, it's the story of Mary Stuart, Mary, Queen of Scots, and her rivalry with Queen Elizabeth I. And it's partly based on history, but a lot of it is fantasy as well. So you have this scene in a forest where the two queens meet, and they're there, you know, the people around them have tried to broker this ceasefire between them, but actually things get out of hand and they begin insulting each other, and it ends up with this incredible line of vil bastarda, with like vile bastard, one calls the other, and of course so you have this incredible sort of two vocal parts that are like utterly gymnastic and exquisite musically, and we've got Tara Arocht and Anna Devon to sing these two roles.
Two greats.
And I'll tell you, Marty, I have been trying to do this opera for years and years and years, but just to try and get the diaries and of the two singers who you'd want in that role, I finally managed to get the stars.
Well,
the
diaries had a few gaps in them, obviously, so that was the great good fortune for you.
I guess, but both Tara and Anna are still very busy. I mean, Tara's singing all over the place.
Oh, she's terrific.
She really is. Anna.
We have a track from it to Emilia Pregherra, Mary's Prayer. This is Sue Me Joe, just to give people a flavour of what we're talking about. Maria Suardi, here it is.
Oh,
Sumi Joe there from Maria Swarda. By the way, when will people be able to catch Maria Swarda? When will that happen?
That's going to be in June. That's our last major piece of the season in June.
Next year.
Yes. Yeah, so you've a year to look forward to it and listen to it. And yeah,
fair enough. Absolutely. Oh, and the other thing to check, you mentioned Céline Byrne. We just want to make the point about Bohème, the CD. But that will be coming out when?
That's in March of next year.
Oh, it's not next
year.
We have a new
recording arrangement with Signum Records.
I see.
And we're going to be releasing the Gerald Barry opera first, Alice's Adventures. That comes out in November.
Yeah.
And then La Bohème the following March. So, and they'll both be available on CD as well as on, you know, places like Spotify, download streaming channels as well.
Of course, of course. But it's also, I'm a great believer in that, in getting the stuff out there, because not everybody has the streaming facility, and it's nice to have a CD in your hand. I just think it's very important. It really is. So, look, what else did you want to? Oh yes, Beethoven. You wanted to mention Beethoven.
Oh yeah, we're doing Fidelio, Beethoven's great opera. That's going to be in November in the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. A very exciting cast. I'm really delighted about it. We have Sinead Campbell-Wallace singing Leonora, the main female role. We have a Robert Murray, brilliant British tenor. We have Brian Mulligan, who's an Irish-American baritone, a fantastic singer. He sings all over the world in huge opera houses. Really imposing figure with a great, great voice. And then James Rutherford as Rocco, who is, James is like an astonishing Wagner singer. He sings at the Met and lots of places. He was actually a joint winner with Miriam Murphy back in the day in the Seattle Wagner competition. So he has that sort of, he's somebody I've been looking at since then, and I've never managed to get to come to Dublin until now. So that's really great as well.
How long do you think you'll run in the Gaiety?
It's five nights in the Gaiety. Yeah.
And that's when, did you say?
Second week in November.
Okay, second week. So, right throughout this year, 12 months from now. It's talk about a workload. It's really bang on one after another, isn't it?
Yeah, and just one other thing I'd love to talk about is their Vivaldi opera, Bajazet, which we're going to be touring in January, but then that goes to the Royal Opera House in London in February with the help of Culture Ireland as well. And that's really prestigious for us to bring one of our productions that we make here as a co-production to the Royal Opera House. And it's the first Vivaldi opera ever at the Royal Opera House in London. Can you believe that?
That's
we're
incredible.
Providing it for them.
And you're, yes, I was going to say, and it's down to you. That's great.
Exactly. So
but those collaborations must be important as well, and they also give an international flavour to what you do.
Absolutely, hugely, and we've some brilliant singers in that cast. Neve O'Sullivan, we have Aoife Miss Kelly, and Rachel Kelly as well. So, we've fantastic Irish singers that we're championing and bringing over to London at the very, very highest level.
Has it been, when you think about it now, as we hopefully come out of this situation, has it been the most productive, you think, that Irish National Opera has been able to be, simply because you were able to sit with blank pages and go, let's really have a plan here? Do you think this is probably the most productive you've ever been able to be?
Well, there was a couple of things. I mean, we got a very significant increase in our funding from the Arts Council earlier this year, which was really welcome and a real vote of confidence. And I think that was partly because, you know, the work we've been doing over the last year since we started in 2018 has been recognised.
Mm.
We've run the company very well. We've been around 26 different venues in Ireland in 3 years. So we've really taken the national part of our name very seriously. And that's allowed us to increase and to plan with confidence for the future. And then secondly, yes, I think we have had time to sort of, well, maybe earlier in the pandemic, we had time to catch our breath and just think about what we're doing. But certainly right now, and, you know, since March, it's been very busy with planning and with online events and filming and everything like that. And I think also, I guess there is a thing that some of the projects that we had done, which were postponed, are now coming to light. So there's a bonus in that way, like the things that we filmed are now coming to audiences. So it's I don't know if, I think this could be like our busiest year ever. I don't know that we'll be able to be as busy again in the future.
I know.
It's certainly a huge amount of opera to look forward to.
I just think it's terrific. I really do, and I can hear the excitement in your voice, because you're so keen to get out there and get it on and get it doing.
Absolutely,
doing what you do, because you haven't been able to do what you do in any.
Yeah,
sense, you know? That's,
yeah, absolutely. That's, I mean, we've had, like, brilliant online experiences, but, you know, that thing of being in the same room as the singer who's singing to you, exactly. There's nothing to replace it, you know? It's the hair standing up in the back of your neck with excitement. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Hopefully we'll meet up over the next 12 months and reconnect again, which would be lovely. We're going to finish up with Beethoven's Fidelio, Julian Bass. We have Mira So Wunderbar to play from Fidelio. Listen, you're a joy, Ferguson. Thank you so much for talking
to us
today.
Thank you, Marty. Good to speak
if
to you.
If people wanted to see, are you launching a list online where people can...
Yes, if you go to our website, irishnationalopera.ie, there's a PDF booklet you can download there, which will have everything in it, A to Z.
Perfect.
And you can plot out your year ahead now and your opera.
You're like a travel person.
Exactly.
Making people the year. Listen, I might see you hanging around a lighthouse one of these days. You never know.
You might indeed. Okay, Marty, good
Fergus,
to speak to you.
Fergus, God bless you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. That's Fergus Shield there, who, as you know, is the artistic director with Irish National Opera. And here's Beethoven to take us out on this Mira So Wunderbar from Fidelio. wonderful music from Beethoven, that's Fidelio. And those lighthouses, by the way, with the Irish National Opera, irishnationalopera.ie if you want to find out more. The first one was in Churchtown in Wexford, and then they're off to Kinsale in Cork in July. So as the fella said, at least you know. That's the important thing. God bless you.
You've
till
been
tomorrow.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.